Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s. And each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Live from the Rocket Mortgage studios, whether you want to buy a home or refinance your current home, Rocket Mortgage can help you get there for home loan solutions that fit your life. Rocket can. It's Maggie and Perloff on CBS Sports Network, CBS Sports Radio, and Sirius XM Channel 158. Coming up in just a few minutes, comedian and friend of the show, Mark Ellis, is going to join us. He's also a big fan of the Washington football team, and he's got a couple alternative nicknames for that team that hopefully we can get, sneak it in right before they announce, you know, the real thing.
It's a February 2nd Groundhog Day. We'll find out what the Washington football team is going to be called for eternity.
But there's got to be time. So if Mark has something good, maybe we can get it to the powers that be over at the Washington football team and save them from, I'm sure, what is going to be total embarrassment. Because everything they do is embarrassing.
It's going to be a terrible decision. We're all agreed on that.
There's nothing they can do. They need Mark, quite frankly. Like, now they need him more than ever. So he's going to join us in just a little bit. Want to get quickly, though, to some sound that was pretty amazing. You know, this Aaron Rodgers weekly on the Pat McAfee show is like the gift that keeps on giving. It's a real jelly of the month club in terms of sports radio. So Rodgers was asked about the Chargers-Raiders game from Sunday night and what would have been the reaction if he had been asked to tie the football game in order to make the playoffs.
Nobody wants to be a part of that. You want to get the playoffs, of course. Nobody wants to be a part of like kneeling out to take a tie. I would lose my mind. You know what would make me lose my mind almost as much as that? Third and nine on the minus five.
Oh.
Let's go in goal line personnel and run a QB sneak.
Yeah, you would call time out there. We'd audible.
Call that one in, Matt, and let's see what happens.
Laughs all around, and the New York Giants end up catching a stray there without even trying. Now, Aaron Rodgers, Jake Fromm, who was under center for the Giants at the time, you know, not exactly same.
No, Pat McAfee and A.J. Hawk's reaction is perfect. I still wonder, did the Giants management hear that clip? Was that part of their decision? You know what? Actually, the mayor spoke today. Did they bring up the quarterback sneaks?
Of course. Well, the New York media definitely brought it up. Not just the quarterback sneaks, but the 11-minute response from 2 weeks ago where Joe Judge was asked, you know, just very generic kind of question, why should fans still believe in this team? And went on an 11-minute diatribe meltdown. I mean, call it whatever you want. He started showing some cracks there when he just volunteered that the Giants aren't a clown show. It's like nobody asked if they were a clown show, and now all of a sudden they're definitely going to be associated with that because you brought it up. You know, John Mara, and I just know this from working in New York and being on the WFAN for the last 4 years and being kind of really like not close to the team, but I speak fluent Mara is what I'm trying to say. And they believe they're football people. They've, you know, it's the family business. They don't have another business where they made their money. Football is their life. It's not like, you know, Steve Tisch is also a co-owner, but he's a movie producer. He produced Forrest Gump and some of our favorite movies. And that's how he made his money. The Maras are just football people, and they pride themselves on that. So I think it was not the 11-minute response to the question. I actually do think the quarterback sneaks had something to do with it. Might have been a final straw. Because that, I think, was insulting to them because they fancy themselves these big football X's and O's people.
Did Joe Judge ever have an explanation for why he did that?
Yeah, he said because they had given up a safety the week before to the Bears, they did not have another play they felt comfortable running at that point in the field. And I always thought that was the pointed criticism right up to the general manager. Like, hey, you didn't give me enough here.
But he spent $200 million on all these weapons.
I know, but your details, Perloff. The fact is they were down to their third-string quarterback. But still, even if you're down to a third-stringer, I mean, who's setting up for a punt on second down? That's insane. That's insane.
You might as well just punt.
Just give up the safety. I mean, that's less embarrassing than what you did.
Yeah, then you have a free punt.
Nobody would even pay attention to it.
So we are transitioning into the area of stand-up comedy. This, you know, going for a quarterback sneak on second down, which brings me to my friend Mark Ellis, who is a Washington football team fan, which is also very much in the football comedy genre, I would say. Yeah. So Mark Ellis is a co-creator of the movie trivia show Schmodown. Hosts a show at Rotten Tomatoes, you know, the website that rates movies.
Yeah, all the time.
He's a very successful comedian and knows a lot about movies. We want to bring in Mark for a couple things. But before we get to the movies, because yes. I want to test.
Is Mark there?
Yeah, he's there.
Hey, Mark.
I want to test.
Mark is here. And yeah. Look, I mean, there is no tougher week for a Washington football fan than what we're going through right now, because we were so excited to see Joe Judge twice a year for the next 10 years.
I know. You're not going to have Joe Judge to kick around anymore. Although Daniel Jones might still be there for the picking.
I'm on this huge text chain with all my Washington football team buddies, and we're watching the game and we're enjoying it because we're actually beating the Giants. And like, if we could just have Joe Judge and Jake Fromm quarterback, then I'm pretty sure we can sneak into the playoffs next year.
I was so thrilled, by the way, when my Eagles faced Garrett Gilbert at your quarterback situation. But Mark, I'm not going to ask you who the quarterback of the future is. What is the name of the future? Give me your best options for the Washington football team's next name.
Well, I mean, I can combine both. The Washington Heinekes is in my top 10, but not in my top 5. So,
sponsored by Heineken?
I mean, it's so funny that he was sponsored by a different beer that was not Heineken, and so every time he was posting about it, he was apologizing to Heineken.
Oh, no. What was his beer? I didn't know that.
Bud Light jumped on the Heineken train first, and so, you know, Heineken's an international brand. They didn't get the Taylor Heineke hype until it was too late.
Can you picture a boardroom in Germany talking about Taylor Heineke? Like, they had no idea who he was.
No, I just love the fact that in this day and age, right, in 2022, the fact that Heineken is based out of Amsterdam would somehow put them at some kind of disadvantage. It's like, you know what time it is over there? They missed it. That was it. They just couldn't get the time difference down.
Well, I think it was the time difference and maybe some other things that they're enjoying in Amsterdam prevented them from.
Pretty much all that stuff's legal here now, too, Mark.
Hey, I live in California. Y'all come out and visit me.
Well, that's the only way you could be a Washington football team fan lately.
To be on some kind of mind-altering substance.
I mean, it's been a tough run for us, but I was thrilled to make the playoffs last year. And then this year, we hit a bad stretch and we had some injuries and the quarterback isn't quite up to par, but as far as the team name goes, that's really exciting for us because it's being announced on February 2nd. And I'll just go ahead and reveal the name that I want the most would most coincide with a February 2nd release. And that would be the Washington Red Hogs. That is the one that I want the most because I am such a lifelong diehard Washington fan. I would love for the name to reflect our past glories, and who better to reference than the famous offensive line that won us 3 world championships, the Hogs. And so right behind that is going to be the Red Hawks because, again, it just feels like red, and then you have the animal, and it's just a name you can yell at the TV is either Hogs or Hawks. And then we get into where I'm no longer emotionally invested because I just want a name that's not going to embarrass us. So I'm fine with the Admirals. At 3, I'm fine with the Commanders at 4. And then for my 5th and final spot, I'm going to call it a tie between the Armada and the Brigade because both of them sound much more like MLS teams than NFL teams. But I want a mascot. I want something you can yell at, but I will accept Armada and Brigade. Anything that doesn't completely embarrass us as a franchise for the next 70 years, then I'm going to be thrilled with.
Right. Because by the way, if they're the Red Hogs, no one's going to have fun with that name if they're terrible.
Yeah, I know. I'm surprised you'd want to set yourself up for that. Like, I know that there's the history and all of that, but, you know, Mark, like, no offense. It's been a while, you know?
Yeah,
like,
that's
the first thing that's coming to mind when I think of, like, piggish things. I'm thinking of Dan Snyder.
And what's a Red Hog anyway? I know there is a Red Hawk. There's a Red Hog. I mean, I'm not a biology major, Mark, but is that a thing?
I mean, if you look at them, if you just go by the basic color palette, really all pigs are somewhat red.
You are stretching so far for this name
here.
Yeah,
wow. Well,
this is what Washington fans do, because during the season, we're just a ball of stress every Sunday. But then in the offseason, we are so optimistic about the future, and we're excited. Like, you could call us the Washington Hams. You could call us the Washington Dumpster Fires, and we'd be like, nobody's making fun of our name because we are going to the Super Bowl.
Wow. All right.
Mark, tell us about your movie show on Rotten Tomatoes. How do you approach this?
So the movie show on Rotten Tomatoes is a podcast called Rotten Tomatoes is Wrong, which I have to remind everybody that it is an official podcast of Rotten Tomatoes, although we are having fun with the tomato meter, because the tomato meter, it's just a number. It's basically the scoreboard for a movie that comes out. So if you have a film that gets released and it is 60% or above, that means that the critics have rated that as a group, as an aggregate, favorably. So that would make it a fresh movie. If the movie's percentile is below 59%, then that means it's a rotten movie. So it's just kind of a metric to base your ticket buying dollar on when you're thinking about what movie to see or what movie to stream.
So what movies are wrong? Like, what's famously wrong?
There's many that I have a huge issue with. As far as the great comedies of this millennium go, Step Brothers is a rotten movie.
Aw,
boo.
To
get out.
Rotten Tomatoes. I think it's the funniest movie post 2000, but that's what the tomato meter says. And then we just did a movie that's a little controversial. We taped it this morning for release next week, is Solo, a Star Wars story, which wasn't received as the greatest Star Wars movie, but some fans are confused that it's actually fresh. It's 70% on the tomato meter. So it's just a fun source of, it's a nice impetus for debate as to the merits of a movie. Should it be higher? Should it be lower? And, I mean, look, if you want to talk about sports movies that are unfairly rotten,
yeah,
Tom Cruise in Days of Thunder, arguably the greatest NASCAR movie until Talladega Nights came along, Days of Thunder's rotten. How is this possible?
Well, it's not, I don't know. I mean, that was a great movie, but when you put it as the caveat as the greatest NASCAR movie since but Talladega Nights, like, God, the bar is pretty low there, isn't it? I don't know how many NASCAR movies there are.
By the way, I'm looking. Sorry, go ahead.
This way, the fire marshal isn't going to have to kick any NASCAR movies out of the club. I think the capacity isn't quite there.
Yes, exactly.
By the way, I'm seeing American Underdog, the Kurt Warner movie, a movie that.
Oh, there's no way that's fresh.
75%. That's fresh, right, Mark?
Yeah, that is certainly fresh. That means, and again, this means that the critics, that a majority of the critics at least gave it 3 out of 5 stars.
Okay.
Because 3 out of 5 equals 6 out of 10 equals 60%. So that doesn't mean, when you see a movie is 100% on Rotten Tomatoes, it doesn't mean that every critic says this is the greatest movie ever. That just means that 100% of Tomato Meter certified critics said it's at least 3 out of 5 stars.
I love how the tomato meter has become, like, you're talking about it like it's the Richter scale, you know, like it's this really scientific thing. It's like, well, guys, well, the tomato meter said it, so then, oh, I guess there's no arguing there. But
I get so defensive about it because it's like yelling at the weather, because people always say, like, oh, Rotten Tomatoes gave it this, as if Rotten Tomatoes itself is a critic, and it's not. It's just telling you what the score is. So
wait,
much
okay.
Like Joe Judge, you can't yell at the scoreboard. You just yell at your own player.
Much like Joe Judge, when the going gets tough, get into victory formation at your own 4-yard line.
And then, on second down.
And then clear out your office 3 days later. So are we going to play a little game here?
Yeah.
Okay, so Mark, maybe you set it up for us, because what I was told is that this is going to be a game that pits Perloff and myself against each other. And this could rip the show apart at the seams. Meanwhile, we're only 8 days in. So there's a lot riding on this.
It's a risk.
Yeah.
It's a calculated risk, because y'all have a great relationship. I consider y'all friends. But this could cause a rift. And as we know from being sports fans, just one little locker room rift can lead to a huge change at the top. So I know Andrew is pretty confident in his movie trivia ability. Maggie, do you profess to be as talented, even more talented, than Mr. Perloff when it comes to movie trivia?
Well, the tomato meter might disagree, but I'm okay. I'm pretty good. I feel like I can take Perloff one-on-one.
Okay. Well, that's exactly what this game is. So this is going to work a lot like Jeopardy, where I have five different movie categories. You each get one question in the category, and then we have a quick final Jeopardy.
Okay.
In which I am going to ask you all, I know this is radio, and it's going to be great radio. It's going to be scintillating. You're going to have to write down your final Jeopardy answer.
Okay.
So,
you're like Aaron Rodgers, Mark. Are you aspiring to be the Jeopardy? Did you get your name into the mix there?
I was really gunning to be one of the, quote, celebrity with my D-minus list celebrity status to host Jeopardy. So maybe if Aaron doesn't want the gig, maybe I can sneak in.
Listen, you're going to have to rip that gig out of Mayim Bialik's cold, dead hands, okay? She's not giving that thing up. Blossom ain't moving.
I'm kind of looking at Pat Sajak. Like, Pat, are you sure you want to keep doing Wheel of Fortune? I mean, Vanna, maybe I can turn the letters. I don't care. Just let me do something in the world of competitive trivia. So,
all right, hit us, Mark. Let's go.
These are all sports. These are all sports categories. So your categories are basketball movies, football movies, baseball movies, combat movies, and then you have one mystery, one other. So I'm going to go to Maggie first. Maggie, you have control of the board. Which category would you like your question from?
I'll take basketball movies for 2,000, Alex.
Right. And much like streetball, 2 points if you get it right off the bat. If you need a hint, you get 1 point. Here is your question. Okay. What is the first name of Rosie Perez's character in the classic White Men Can't
Jump? Oh, no. How dare you?
Again,
Gloria?
You can guess or you can ask for a hint. What did you just say?
Is it Gloria?
We have 2 points for Maggie.
Yes!
Whoa!
Boom. Coming out like Ja Morant. Straight to the hoop.
Is on the board. All right, so now we go over to Andrew. Andrew, what category would you want?
Also, give me basketball.
All right, your basketball question. Damon Wayans plays a point guard for a enemy team in the film Celtic Pride. What squad does he point guard?
Utah Jazz?
Both on the board.
Oh, my goodness. Wait, how many questions are we going through here? Are we trying to get to a certain level? We could play this game for another hour.
Yeah, we have 8 questions left and then Final Jeopardy.
Oh, wow. Okay, we better get moving here.
Okay.
Football question?
Football question. And it is, for Maggie, in which film will you find a team known as the Permian High Panthers?
Oh, I know that. Great, great movie. Even better book, which was Buzz Bissinger's Friday Night Lights.
2 more points for Maggie. Andrew,
Give me football. Give me football, Mark.
All right. In which film will you find a coach by the name of Herman Boone?
Oh, Remember the Titans, of course.
2 points. I'm going to have to make these harder for you also.
No, please don't.
It's 4. Maggie, you have control of the board. Baseball, combat, or other?
Baseball.
Baseball it is. And your question, what is the subtitle of the third film in the Major League franchise?
Back to the Minors?
Yes! 1 point for Maggie. They're undefeated thus far. This is incredible. Oh, never in the history of this show has this happened.
I never thought watching that movie would ever pay off in any meaningful way until this moment.
Was that the one where Scott Bakula was in
it?
Oh, my God. You're putting so much pressure on me. Give me baseball, Mark.
All right. Your question. In the film A League of Their Own, Kit gets traded midway through the movie to what team? You can either give me the town or the team name.
Just not to put pressure on you, but I know this one.
I want to say New York.
Can I tell him?
Cleveland.
Racine. I've been traded to Racine. Great scene. Great scene in that movie.
Racine is correct. It's the Racine Bells going up against the Rockford Peaches there in the World Series. Okay, so Maggie has a 2-point lead and control of the board. Maggie, do you want combat sports or do you want other?
I will take other?
All right. Your other question is, in what film will you witness the violent antics of a duo known as the Hansen Brothers?
Oh, Slapshot?
Maggie is now up 4.
She's from upstate New York. That was unfair. That was a layup.
The good news for Andrew is that he can cut the lead to 2. Do you also want the other category?
Yeah, give me other.
Your question. What famous actor plays Erz in the movie Cool Runnings?
John Candy?
Andrew Perloff has cut the lead of Maggie to 2.
Wow. Mark, that's my favorite sports movie.
I know, that's Maggie's favorite
movie.
I think we're running out of time, Mark. Okay. Do you want to go to Final Jeopardy?
I think we got to fast forward to Final Jeopardy or else we're going to get cut off.
Let's go to Final Jeopardy. Okay, Maggie, you have 8 points. Andrew, you have 6. The category is basketball movies. Maggie, how many points do you want to wager?
I'm going to make it true. Let's go all 8.
All 8, Andrew?
I can't do the math. I'll put whatever I have.
All right, 8-6. It's all in. Your question in Final Jeopardy. In the Whoopi Goldberg classic, in quotes, Eddie, who is the head coach of the Los Angeles Lakers? Your hint is that it is a former Laker player.
This is a bad time to say that I've never seen that movie. I can't believe I got all the way to the final question and I haven't seen it.
It's a former Laker.
Former Laker.
Well, this format, like if you say the right thing, I'm going to just copy you because I could just take a guess.
But no, we have to write it down. We have to show each other.
Okay.
I never saw this movie. I'm scribbling one out and I'm writing the other one. Okay, we got to show each other.
Okay, then we'll go. Maggie, what is your guess?
I don't know this. Kareem?
Kareem Abdul-Jabbar is her guess for the Lakers head coach in the film Eddie. Andrew, what is your guess?
Norm Nixon.
After all of that movie trivia know-how you all showed off, you each exit as a tie with 0 points apiece. We're looking for Kurt Rambis.
Kurt Rambis!
Oh, my goodness. Kurt Rambis?
Kurt Rambis is the head coach. It's prophetic because he actually became the head coach for like 9 games in one of the seasons.
I need a rematch on this next week, Mark. I love this. And Maggie, she told me she's sandbagged. She said she didn't know sports movie trivia. Then she's pulled out Gloria from White Men Can't Jump.
Well, that's a classic.
Great scene.
How fitting is it for this show, which we're still even figuring out what the hell this show is, that somehow Perloff and I end up in a 0-0 tie? That seems very fitting.
Well, on a technicality, I could give you the win, Maggie, because you did get a steal off of Andrew, but we didn't implement steals in the rules, so we'll say it's a tie, and we'll just call this a grudge match, which is another fun boxing sports movie, and we'll do it again soon.
Oh, man, Mark, can't tell you how much we appreciate this. This was super fun. We're definitely going to do it again. Thank you, and we love your show.
Yeah, go Red Hogs.
Yeah. On Rotten Tomatoes. Man.
Thank you all so much. Hail to the Hogs.
Yeah. Good luck with all that, by the way. Thank you so much, Mark Ellis. Of course, check him out. Comedy shows at the Improv all the time.
Twitter at Mark Ellis Live.
And he will update you on all of his future gigs. That was really fun. All right. Coming up next, the real Tom Brady is even more ruthless than we ever imagined. And we have proof. We will play the evidence for you next. Don't move. More Maggie and Perloff straight ahead.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto-pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto-pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Listen to every MLB game live.
In the deep left center field, it is high, it is far, it is gone.
Stream minor league affiliates.
The Midwest League home run leader.
And watch the best baseball highlights and look-ins on MLB Big Inning. MLB At Bat is your all-in-one live baseball subscription for only $3.99 per month.
Deep left field, it's gonna go! Alvarez ties the game!
Subscribe to At Bat within the MLB app today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.